Staying on top of the LightSquared GPS issue. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. GPS systems have really revolutionized farming, greatly increasing efficiency and productivity. That's why many farmers are paying very close attention to the ongoing battle between GPS manufacturers and users and the wireless broadband company called LightSquared. Tom Oswald of Cleghorn, Iowa is one of them.
I'm pretty much a no-till, strip-till. I grow corn in strip-till, and then I no-till my soybeans. I've been using GPS and other things of that nature since the middle 1990s. I started out a number of years ago in the field mapping and those type of things, and along with that, I've done a lot with strip trials, various experiments, again, going back for nearly 30 years. And about a year ago, a little less than that, I learned through some internet chat rooms that this LightSquared thing was in motion. And I found it very disturbing because of what I believe to be the implications of that system that they're proposing and how that would impact my ability to access highly accurate GPS for either precision farming or auto guidance.
Give us just kind of a brief explanation, I guess, again, of how this would impact GPS users.
Well, from what I gather, and again, I don't profess to be an expert, but I've utilized GPS equipment for long enough to know that it can be pretty sensitive to various forms of interference. And since I've gone to either auto guidance or autopilot on my tractors, I've really discovered how that's been able to help me extend the amount of hours that I can operate. And especially if you catch years where the operation window is fairly short, the ability to plant and position nutrients accurately any time of day or night, just incredibly powerful technology to have at hand. And I believe that LightSquared, if allowed to operate, would require me to scrap a lot of the equipment I'm running, which would be obviously pretty costly, or it would interfere intermittently, which would be about as bad because we need to have that equipment operating at full function 24 hours a day if we're going to use it like it can be used, I guess. But what I'd really encourage is that if a farmer's using an autopilot system or whatever brand that is, and again, John Deere, Trimble, all the majors are together on this, I would suggest they really start following this topic. And if they're politically engaged, talk to their politicians and make sure they are aware that this LightSquared could have pretty incredible negative implications for their farm business. And so I just encourage guys to be aware of it. I hate to see somebody find out their GPS is not working correctly some spring or fall when they really, really needed it.
Farmer Tom Oswald of Cleghorn, Iowa. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.